This episode of A Dude and a Bro podcast is brought to you by the fine folks at Podcorn. As you guys know, we love listening to and talking about podcasts. As podcasters ourselves, we understand the time and energy that goes into getting the right equipment, finding the time to record, and just the daily grind of promoting the show. There are hard costs to building a show, and monetizing your work is a critical component of growth. Enter Podcorn, who is disrupting the traditional and frankly outdated path to sponsorships. Podcorn is a user-friendly marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing sponsorship opportunities such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. At podcorn.com, you can get started with a user-friendly interface where you can easily browse potential sponsors. Podcorn gives you the flexibility to collaborate with these sponsors and choose the right opportunity that fits the size and scope of your show, and you never give up any rights to your podcast. Click on the link in our show notes to sign up to Podcorn and start browsing sponsorship opportunities right now. We want to give a big shout out to Podcorn. Thanks to Podcorn, A Dude and a Bro can continue to focus our energy and efforts on creating content for you and talking about the podcasts we love. Go to www.podcorn.com today to get started. That's www.podcorn.com. Later.
Tim, my brother, it is excellent being back talking podcasts with you. As always, dude, we're digging into an interesting one, and I can't wait to get your take on this. So we're going to be digging into Renegades Born in the USA. If you haven't heard out there in the podcast land, this is Barack Obama teaming up with Bruce Springsteen, quite the pairing. And this is under Barack and Michelle's production company, Higher Ground. So this is a Spotify exclusive offering. So I was intrigued just by the concept of a president, former president, and a rock icon getting together and talking on a podcast. I had established very low expectations for this. I didn't really know what to think was going to go on coming into it, but I really just set low expectations. And dude, I was quite surprised to the upside here. I thought these guys were really kind of let it all hang out emotionally. It was very vulnerable, very open chat between these two. And it actually gave me some insight into both of them. Look, I think Barack's a cool dude. I know you and I have different political leanings, but I think just as far as like being a cool dude, I've always appreciated him as a person, even beyond the presidency. And I'll acknowledge that for Bruce, I've always kind of dismiss the guy. I respect the art, respect the career, respect the talent, not a huge fan of the music, and I just never really got it, but I know people are obsessed with Bruce. I really appreciated him and what I heard in this episode. I only listened to the very first episode to get an idea for our review here. Tim, what was your gut reaction, man, to Renegades Born in the USA?
So yeah, let me start with Bruce Springsteen. I like the boss, man. I'm a fan of especially like the early E Street stuff. You know, once he kind of got popular and went on his own, not so much. That's not my thing. But in general, the just from a longevity standpoint, I think you have to respect the dude, right?
Totally. Yeah, he's one of the absolute premier rock icons in the total history of rock. I totally acknowledge that.
100%. So before I get into President Obama, I had a bunch of thoughts going on in here on how I'm going to approach it. I want to first, like, so I know we've talked a lot of, on our show about like news and political shows that I'm more into, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I'm like, all right, he's probably not like in tune or not agreeing with a lot of the stuff that's being said, especially like on a Ben Shapiro or Megyn Kelly and or Joe Rogan, you know, when he has a certain guest. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it a point. Now, I was actually, before you suggested this podcast, I was actually thinking, I want to review a podcast from a point of view that I'm not necessarily in tune with. So I was actually going to suggest like Pod Save America or something and try to review it. So That's A.
By the way, real quick, Tim, I just want to say, we do a lot of like New York Times stuff. Like, so I do feel that you open yourself up to that on this platform on our show. Okay. So I want to give you credit for that.
All right. So, you know, I'm trying to do a Mal struggle session here and fit into the club. I don't line up politically with Barack Obama. And so, you know, there's a lot, he interjects a lot of the platitudes and, you know, dogmatic assertions that I don't necessarily ascribe to. But I will say, like, I respect the guy as the president. Like, if I was invited to the Barack Obama's White House to be honored, I would more than go and be, like, you know, humbled in the president of the United States appearance. So respect him from that point of view. I don't agree with them. So, you know, so that was tough. That like the opening segment of episode one is, you know, he's, you know, laying out like these straw man platitudes and dogmatic assertions. And I think that's more for his audience. So I got through it. But once Obama and Bruce started talking just about like regular stuff, about growing up, about their hometowns, about what it was like in the 60s and the 70s. I thought that was cool stuff, man. And that's really where I was engaged and digging the show from that standpoint. You know, when they got into the politics, you know, it sort of annoyed me, but I got through it.
Yeah, and I didn't really – so beyond the first 10 seconds where Barack sets up where he was at in time when he talked about – watching a president undo my entire administration. He made that sort of comment. I'm like, uh-oh, Tim's not going to do well here. Like, this is, but then I felt like it pivoted entirely away from that. And the rest was just about being a kid and being an outsider and not fitting in and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't, like, did you hear any sort of political grandstanding or any even like pretense out of these two? I didn't really hear much at all.
Episode three.
Okay, you which got I listened to three. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I didn't listen to two. I listened to three because I wasn't sure if we were going to do the most recent one, which dropped yesterday. If you're listening to this, but
by the way, good job communicating on our part and preparing for this.
Exactly. We got to our producer and pre-production team. We
got to have a meeting with
that.
Them offline.
No, so I will say when they got off politics and just were talking about just like that's the kind of conversations I'm into, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, let's just have some real conversations about our real experiences. I want to hear about your experiences. I'll tell you about my experience. And Bruce, you know, when he talked about his schizophrenic father,
dude,
like, yeah, that hit home. So it's like, you know, hey, we all and what I was thinking about what to say on the show, I'm like, you know, I think everyone like has, you know, many people have dysfunction in their family. You know, the Simpsons is a show that just showed like, hey, man, no family's perfect. I think everyone has trials and tribulations. And I think we can all rally around that.
Well said. So let's get into a clip. And this is Barack and Bruce kind of talking about how can they be considered outsiders and sort of renegades? I mean, everyone sees them as the polished president and the rock star icon touring arenas, but how can they even consider themselves in that light? And boy, did they detail how it could be. So let's listen to this, and then you and I'll jump in and comment on it.
Desperately pursued your work and your language and your voice is because you haven't had one. And you understand, you realize that, and you feel the pain of being somewhat voiceless, you know.
And so the performance then becomes the tool, the mechanism.
It becomes the mechanism from which you express the entirety of your life.
Right.
Your entire philosophy and code for living. And that was how it came to me. And I felt previous to that, I was pretty invisible. And there was.
So, I mean, dude, I think that's an incredible reminder that artists in particular, a great artist and great artists typically born out of pain and suffering. And there's just no doubt about it. I mean, you look out throughout history, whether it be the medium of paint, whether it be music, anything that really is authentic and kind of speaks to your soul, is typically born out of suffering. And you talked about, Bruce talked about his father being schizophrenic, the small town he was in, just all of that stuff. And Barack being a kid of mixed race back in the 60s and 70s and growing up and not really knowing how or where he identifies or where to fit in. And he talked about that one adult making a comment about him when he was at a tennis tournament, like, "Hey kid, be careful. You're going to rub off on," you know, talking about his black skin. And he kind of questioned the adult and just all of this stuff. You know, we were all kids struggling to get through, you know, our youth and grow up. And I just think we see the finished product and we want to kind of attach who these people are, be it a rock star or a president, but everyone started out somewhere. And I loved that kind of discussion from these guys.
Yeah, that's amazing that you pulled that clip, because that part of the discussion was one that really stuck out. And I made a mental note of that, because President Obama was talking about Bruce about how they met. And I think it was at some sort of White House function. And Barack Obama was saying that, you know, he didn't know what to make of Bruce Springsteen. He knew of him, and he was kind of taken aback that Bruce Springsteen was sort of timid and shy. And he didn't expect that from a rock star, a legendary rock star. And Bruce retorted like, "Hey, man, I was a shy guy and music was my way of expressing myself. I didn't know how to express myself, you know, verbally. I did it through my music." And I'm like, all right, this is cool. This is, you know, this is interesting discussion. This is the kind of discussion that I would want to hear from a Bruce Springsteen. You know, this is real stuff.
Yeah. And in the same breath, though, you got to give them both credit. They also acknowledge there also has to be a sliver of ego in you that makes you feel whatever it is you feel you have to say can impact an entire worldwide audience. He acknowledged that there is some ego juxtaposed to the outsider alienated kid trying to find his voice, which is, that's humanity, right? It's not all one thing. It's just these complexities and dualities we got to hold in life. And I just was fascinated by the conversation. And also I thought it was neat when Barack was joking with Bruce about how the more they started spending time together, and like when Michelle and Bruce's wife, like them as couples are spending time together, Barack said anytime that they would leave, Michelle would start getting on him, like, "Bruce, you know, is self-aware about his faults and he's working on him." He's like, "You need to start working on yourself, Barack." How she would like dig into him all the time because Bruce has become this evolved, like self-realized guy. And it just, they became regular people in that podcast, you know? And I love that.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to shift gears a little Please bit do. Here on you. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't bring up, so there was an incident in the news with Bruce Springsteen, kind of right in the middle of launching this podcast. He was pulled over for a DUI in New Jersey last week. So I didn't know if you had any thoughts or an awareness about that.
No, I didn't. I never even saw that on the news. No. Was there any kind of like comment or statement from him at all about it?
I don't think anyone was hurt, but it was pretty big news that Bruce Springsteen was arrested for a DUI. And what really, and the reason I'm bringing it up, not to be a jerk, but because they, Obama even mentioned that they, you know, they would have these white, you know, Obama liked to have celebrities at the White House, and Bruce Springsteen's a pretty big celebrity. And he said we'd had lots of libations, and so, you know, they're partying, you know, at the White House, and, you know, and then Bruce Springsteen has a DUI. So just, you know, I'm not saying anything specific. I'm just throwing the facts out there and seeing if there's any where there's smoke, if there's any fire.
No, listen, that's fair in bringing that up, especially with the timing of this podcast coming out and everything. That's interesting. I had not heard that. Look, man, I'll go back to the tortured artist thing. I mean, there is clearly some emotions and things that Bruce has been grappling with his entire life, and music's been an incredible platform for that. But the riches and the rewards and the glitz and the glamour doesn't fill any kind of hole you've had. And if anything, that kind of life maybe sets you up to where you can just sit and subtly numb with booze, and everyone gives you the freedom and space to do it. Because who the hell's going to say to Bruce, like, ah, your life's a mess, turn it around? The guy's like the most accomplished rock dude in like all the history, one of the most accomplished in all the history of rock. So he just may be given the space to kind of sit and dwell with his booze, if that's what's going on there. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, and to be fair, and everyone makes mistakes. I mean, I'm sure, anyone probably listening could have been in that situation at an unlucky moment. So there's that.
Yeah.
Too.
Let me ask you this, man. They talked about in the first episode how it's hard to discuss race, and I feel it's harder now more than it's ever been before. What kind of, even if just the smallest sliver of help could a podcast like this do for just kind of the greater good of society, with two people modeling for each other a way to talk about race and even have uncomfortable moments? And Bruce even got quiet at some moments, but just having an authentic conversation about race. I mean, is there anything to be gleaned from this at all? These guys being able to sit down and do that? Or are people going to just see them as sitting in their ivory towers, and I don't relate to that at all, and that's not me and my community or anything? Like, what are your thoughts here, man?
See, and that's the travesty about the current situation, because I thought when Bruce and President Obama were recanting about the 68 riots, and I think Bruce Springsteen said that Asbury Park went through it. I was unaware of that. Obama gave his perspective on it. And I mean, those are the conversations we need more of. I'm going to try to say this in the best way possible. I just don't think the climate that's being laid out is conducive to have those kinds of conversations. And I think we need those.
Yeah.
I think people are too afraid to speak honestly. And I think that's a shame. I think there's politicians and people on both sides that are profiting or make political hay from pointing fingers for people that are being honest. And I think we painted ourselves in a corner here where we can't have these conversations. And I think it's unfortunate. I think just the climate that's being laid out now and the rules of the game do not allow us to have those kinds of conversations. And I think we need to have those kinds of conversations.
Yeah. And Tim, I know you don't align with Obama's agendas and policies, but you've heard him come out pretty hard against wokeness, right? Have you heard his commentary against woke values and kind of social justice wokeness?
I think I did hear the one commentary.
He's pretty sharp against it. Like he's called people, not specific people, but he's called that whole just kind of like phenomena out as being, detracting from society and not really adding value to discourse. And, you know, it's kind of, so I think it's pretty cool that someone that's, you know, clearly like a progressive left politician and his prominence is not afraid to like offer sharp critique against that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and I'll just say, like, I think we do a whole too much of like beating ourselves up and pointing out the negative and being way critical of all the problems, but we don't spend enough time looking at, you know, being thankful.
Gratitude.
There's not enough gratitude, especially, well, there's nothing to be gained about it in politics to be grateful, right? It's the politics of complaining is where you make hay. But you have a guy, Bruce Springsteen, grew up in the 60s in rural Toms River or Freehold, New Jersey. That's, you know, Jersey farmland. And he went through all of the, some of the antiquated attitudes towards races and the problem, and then Barack Obama being a mixed race kid, with a father from Africa and a mother from Kansas, I'm sure was very bizarre and having weird experiences. But here we are today, where we had a black president and we have Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama sitting down together having a cool discussion. So I think there is some things to be grateful for. And I think we need to maybe shine the light on those things a little more. And that kind of stuff could be helpful in society.
Yeah, well said. And I think, like, hopefully this is a small little piece of entertainment that can contribute to that for sure. And hopefully add some momentum towards, you know, acknowledging the things to be thankful and grateful for that we do have going on in this country. So, dude, let's put some parting shots out there, man. Again, I came into it with very low expectations, not really being a fan of Bruce, not being critical, again, respecting his career, but just not really dig. It's not really my vibe. I always kind of thought, too, he was almost like a bit of a caricature of himself, just in the snippets of introducing, you know, songs of the farmland and all that. He's cool, man. I dig Bruce, and it was a really cool – I don't feel like there's a ton of access to that dude. I haven't seen a ton of interviews, or I don't feel like I know his true persona as much as maybe some other people, as much as they let us see it. But this was, I felt, the real dude bearing his soul in a really unfettered way, in a kind of long-form, open-air conversation. And I thoroughly enjoyed this discussion. For a moment, he intertwined a little bit of him playing acoustically a song and talked about the origin story of that song, which I thought was really neat. So, again, for me, I didn't feel any grandstanding here, no sort of liberal elitist agenda being propagated here. In fairness, I only listened to the one episode, but if it kind of retains that vibe as they move forward, I think there's something for anyone and everyone here to get into and enjoy. So kudos for Renegades Born in the USA, Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen teaming up, Spotify exclusive. I dug it, man. And I'm really glad that we talked and picked this one to review. Tim, your party thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're listening to episode one and then, like you said, there's like a 10-second, you know, they get a political jab in. I had to pause it and take a breath and then hit play again. And I was really pleasantly surprised on the direction of the conversation. So I will, you know, if you're listening to our review and, you know, you're value our opinion, which I don't know why.
And if you do, we feel sorry for you. God bless you.
Right. But I'm telling you, the conversation goes somewhere interesting, and stick with it. You will be pleasantly surprised, especially, you know, if you're a fan of President Barack Obama, you're really going to love it, because you're not going to get this kind of feathered access to these guys. And it was a cool conversation. So that's what I have to say, man.
Yeah, fair enough, dude. So, Tim, that was a fun one. Good pick. Already looking forward to the next one, and we'll be doing that soon enough, bro, Ham.
Yeah, man. Sounds like a plan.
Later, bro.
Later.
We are a Dude and a Bro podcast show. We are entrenched in podcasts. We want to do for the world of podcasting what Siskel and Ebert did for movies back in the day. So we love doing reviews of our favorite podcasts. We love suggesting new shows to all the fine folks out there in the world. And then Tim and I love debating topics from the latest and greatest episodes of our favorite podcast shows. Hey guys, you would do us a huge favor if you could head over to podchaser.com. Podchaser is your one-stop shop for all things related to podcasts and your favorite podcast shows. Search A Dude and a Bro podcast show and then leave us a review. If you could take a moment to drop a few lines about what it is you enjoy about A Dude and a Bro podcast show over on the Podchaser site, we'd be eternally grateful for your support. Thanks so much, guys.